The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rechter.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 on Facebook Live with the radio broadcast from 10 to 11 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Rechter.
Good morning.
Interesting week.
Yeah, interesting week with this weather was something else that we always talk about.
We had pretty good Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but it got downright cold Thursday morning.
I think it got to 30. Maybe we had, it could have hit 29.
I'm still not sure that's right, but it said 30 at the house and at the nursery. And
did you have a frost out there?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, we had some damage.
Did you water it off?
We ran as much as we could, but we still had some damage on some things. But it could have been a whole lot worse this time of year. This is awful late, but this is not the latest frost we've ever had.
No.
Mayday, about 1985 was the latest one I remember.
It exceeded your date of the 20th.
No, I said we didn't.
And my date of the 15th.
We pushed it. We didn't sell bedding plants till after April the 20th. But when they call it for a frost on April 22nd, you don't do them. But a lot of people did, and a lot of people lost them.
They did. I saw a lot of sheets and stuff out on people's plants.
Yeah.
Trying to protect them.
The worst were the ones that got carried away and planted the vegetable plants, tomato plants and all that. And they're in the greenhouse and so tender. If they didn't cover them up, they're going to be planting them again this week. So,
yeah, we rolled ours in. Ours are on a rolling cart, so we just rolled them in the store. And
well, that's why you put them on carts.
Yeah.
That's a good move.
I'm going to put it in a permanent place.
Now, Friday never did frost. It was supposed to be colder, and my theory of weather forecast, I'm just as good as they are, and I just guess, you know.
So. That was interesting. Friday, I got up. It was like 35 degrees when I got to work about 7:30, 35 degrees, and I was sitting there looking on my weather thing, watching this rain come in. At 9 o'clock, it was 50 degrees already. It had gone up 15 degrees.
It didn't take long.
Yeah, which is good for plants and stuff.
We got up and went over there. I think Tommy went about 4 and I went about 5, but we didn't have any frost. Mm-hmm. We didn't even turn the irrigation on or anything.
I think it was some breeze Friday morning.
As long as the wind's blowing, you don't have frost.
They kept that off.
It doesn't keep, it doesn't
Thursday allow the frost morning, there was some frost.
But we had people coming out. I guess it was Wednesday afternoon, and the wind was blowing so bad. We're trying to cover everything, and it was a battle, and finally said, okay, come back tomorrow. You know, we're not uncovering anything else. But we had a real good day yesterday. So I guess it warmed up a little bit, and here they come again.
We had a big week, too. We had probably one of our biggest days since in the history of Rock Hill, anyway. We did almost $50,000 on Wednesday, which that's a lot.
That's a whole lot.
It wasn't so much stuff. It was, you know, I had a bunch of side trucks and trucks taking wall block and stuff out, but it was busy at the store too. But it was, when I checked out that night, I took a picture and sent it to all the people. It was $47,000 one day. So
that's strong.
Yeah, it was good.
Now how much?
I was tired.
How much of that would be sod deliveries?
Sod would probably be 15,000 maybe of it.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah, I had a
25%.
15 to 20, yeah, maybe. Maybe a third of it anyway.
Mm-hmm. So you're starting to move a little bit of zoysia and
Bermuda. We are, but we're having to halt cutting of our wide blade zoysia because the weather has been too cold, and we've cut through all the grass that is ready to go out. So we're having to, for about 3 weeks, we're going to put the brakes on for Palisade, Zoysia, and Chisholm are going to be stop cutting until we get some warm weather here. So
mine got popped a little bit Thursday morning. I mean, it was just coming out good, and I noticed this morning it's got a little tinge to it. But it'll come back.
Got his feelings hurt.
I don't think he cares. He'll come back.
You can
back.
Cut it down. Just cut it down lower and cut that dead back off and start over again. So
it just usually comes on back on its own. We don't have time to cut it right now, so I just don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's
too
a good
much.
Thing about zoysia. It's not going to grow.
You doing much fescue right now?
Yeah, we got a good bit of fescue. It looks really good, and you've got probably, say, to the middle of May, maybe, to if you want to do it, but we're running out of time if you wanted to do fescue sod anyway. Got to get it down before it gets hot. So.
Yeah, I still got people coming in wanting to overseed it. I said, well, go ahead, but it won't last all summer.
Yeah, we try not to promote overseeding. But,
in the spring?
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's amazing the big box stores made everybody believe that. So.
Uh-huh, still do. Anything else real quick?
I don't know. We got rain coming in, so.
I don't think it's going to rain.
I just told Steve I'm going to take him to breakfast after the show.
We got to clear that with Tommy and Pat first.
I got my crew covered. I think rain's coming, so.
They might not
we're
like
not gonna
that.
Do it. We don't have any pine needles. I'm sorry.
We've been out again. For 3 weeks.
I had a truck, and it's gone again. So, hopefully middle of next week we'll have some more pine needles.
I called him last Thursday, so I'll get you some in the morning. It won't be a full load, but I'll get you some. Well, guess what? I ain't seen him yet.
Yeah, my poor guy, he just texted sorry on there. I guess he just has that word on cut and paste.
There's such a apparently the demand is so strong and they got behind.
I think the labor force is down.
They've lost people.
The wetness and you can make all the excuses you want, but we just don't have any.
It just seems like the demand's greater for us. I mean, I'm getting calls every day, and I started telling them you were out even when I knew you had them because I knew you would have very
well,
long.
Well, yeah, we already had. Well, a couple of people had already bought them. Luckily, we got all that out, before they were gone.
So. Before they left. Okay, anyway, we got a very special guest this week, and hopefully we're going to learn something today. We usually learn something every week, whether we like to or not.
Yeah.
Miss Brenda Hallman with Reinhart Realty, and from what you tell me, Brenda, you've been doing that a long time now. So 20-plus years? Wow.
And she's a native Rock Hillian. We were just talking about when she graduated and who her husband was and all that kind of fun stuff that Rock Hill people talk about. So,
if you say so.
Yeah. Steve's almost native Rock Hillian.
We're going to go to break. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Buying or selling your home is a very personal and emotional roller coaster. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman. My job is to guide you on a path to a successful closing. Ready for life's next chapter? I can help. Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. We're open Monday through Saturday with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Do it yourself or we'll do it for you. Come by for free professional advice on the best way to spruce up your yard. Or book your reservation and we'll do the professional designing and landscaping. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. You know our salads, now try our burgers. They're half pound and hand patted. For a twist, try our cheesy burger with spicy pimento cheese or our southern burger with slaw and chili. Southern Salads, your favorite place to meet and eat.
Hey, I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Awaiting delightful chirps and music this spring? Then it's time to get your nesting boxes to give birds a place to build their nests. Come see our selection and find the right fit for your yard at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench with a very special guest this morning, Miss Brenda Hallman with Reinhart Realty. And in a few minutes, we're going to start learning a lot of stuff about the real estate business that I don't know. Oh, but yeah. Mr. Rector's trying to bring up friends in low places, we changed the subject real quick. But it was a different Rock Hill back in the 80s.
Yeah.
But, and when you were graduating from high school,
you were already out there having fun.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me the other week, said, if you're going to live this long, would you take better care of yourself? I said, oh, no, I've done twice as much, twice as often, because I had a heck of a good time. And I know places that don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're not going to get into that today. We've gotten into that. Yeah, well, we just got into it, didn't
we? We could talk all day, yeah.
FCC is very happy.
We hadn't used any bad language. We hadn't really gotten in trouble since we were talking about smoking pot a couple weeks.
We're doing good.
And Mad Egg that on with his music. Yeah. But anyway, tell me about your career in the real estate business. You said, I know you've been there a long time, and...
Yeah, I'm a lifer of Rock Hill and went to school here, high school and college. And when I went to Winthrop, I was actually one of the first interns that got to do the affordable housing program in Rock Hill.
Okay.
So one of my jobs was to help develop off of Crawford Road. It was with Joint Venture for Affordable Housing. So from then, I just got stuck in real estate and construction.
Did Alex Hafley have something to do with that?
No, it was Horace Jones.
Okay.
At the time.
Okay. I know the one you're talking about now. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. So I learned all about construction and just went on from there.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, if you're going to go into real estate business, you need to know a little bit about building a house.
I did build, I had my contractor's license for a while. And when I go into a home with clients, I look at houses differently. They see all the beauty, and I'm looking at more of the detail. So,
as constructed. And honestly, there's some out there that build, not now, but about last 10 years, that I'm not sure why a good wind had blown them down. But
well, they build them so fast now. Uh-huh. It's like,
yeah.
I wonder how good it could be if you build it that fast. So.
Yeah, well...
That's a process. They got it.
They're building $500,000 track homes now. So, I mean, it's hitting the $199,000 or $119,95 thing of the 2000s, you know.
So now the interesting thing about real estate now is the house is sold before it even goes on the market.
The average time right now, just this past week, is 4 days on the market.
Wow.
And that's 4 days on the market and on average 19 showings.
Really?
That's huge.
I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah, I had an agent call me the other day from Fort Mill, and her house was on the market for 48 hours and had 52 showings and 30 offers.
Goodness. It's a bidding war.
It is.
It's a seller's market, no doubt.
Oh, no doubt.
So it's good that houses sell quickly, but you have to find somebody their house to move into.
Mm-hmm. You better know where you're going before you put your lips.
Yeah, you need to have a plan. There's so much, it's so different now than it was, you know, just a few years ago. There's so many different programs out there that can help people stay in their homes even after it's sold, so they don't have that feel of being homeless, you know. So there's a lot out there now that people don't know about.
What we're seeing on our end, everybody wants to talk about people coming from the north, but we're getting them from all over the world.
All over.
Not the country, the world.
All over.
Canadians, I say Asian countries.
Worldwide.
They're coming from
show.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It must be us bringing them here, don't you think?
WRHI is worldwide. It's bringing people here.
That's it. But the coolest one last fall, I had a lady said she was from Czechoslovakia.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't even know it was still a country. Yeah. You know, I don't know much about Eastern Europe, but her husband worked for a company that they moved all around the world and ended up in Charlotte, and they didn't like the bustle of Charlotte and just happened to be riding one day and found Rock Hill.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess 77 brings them south. But now you're talking about time on the market. We're hearing anyway, because we're on the back end finishing it up. That a lot of these people just coming down here with a wad of cash and just paying cash and no mortgages, no appraisals, no nothing.
And,
two of three were telling me last week that they got well above appraisal on the property.
Yeah.
And people didn't even want to know what the property appraisal was.
Yeah. I mean, it really, I had a house, someone wanted to see a house yesterday, and it went on the market yesterday. It was sold before the sign went up. Mm-hmm. People are buying, not even seeing the homes.
Well, I've been told, and I'll get you to tell me if this is true or not, but a couple of realtors over the last 6 months told me if it's $200,000 less, generally it's gone in 24 hours.
That would be correct.
If it's $200,000 to $500,000, generally it takes about 48 to 72 hours.
That's about right.
$500,000 to $1 million, you're looking at about 30 days. And anything over $1 million, it can be less than 6 months now, where it used to be 3 or 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And
wow, Steve.
Well, Rock Hill's a wonderful place, man. To live.
See how smart I am.
Doing research.
Yeah. You did.
All people I didn't do the research. People come in and tell me all kinds of things. And a lot of things I don't want to know, too. Yeah.
I know you listen that closely to people.
Yeah. Hey, it affects our livelihood. Yeah. Man. I'm going to pay attention.
Yeah.
But there's one down the street on Museum Road. I won't name the name because everybody knows who lived there and who built it. But the fella came in last week and said he had bought it, and he's from Chicago, and he never even sold a house.
Oh, yeah.
$1.2 million. Mm-hmm. His son's down here sent him an email with a picture of it, said it was under contract, and the guy said, well, make an offer on it anyway. It might fall through. He did, and they took it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I wish I had $1.2 million to buy a house sight unseen.
Right now, if you're selling your home, it's the best time ever.
And this one required a lot of work after he bought it, but it didn't seem to bother him. It was on the water, and it had two boat slips, and that's all he was interested in, a swimming pool, and the whole nine yards. Okay, we're doing good today, Matt. I'm impressed. So we're going to be right back to the Gardener's Bench. Have you ever?
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy.
Okay, Matthew's on a roll today with the music. I'm impressed. Next week we'll put you on there.
Spinning tunes. I don't know if you might not want me doing it.
Probably not.
Be a little racket going on.
Anyway, we're back to our special guest today, Miss Brenda Holman with Ryan Hart Realty. And on first, I forgot to do this, but thank you so much for sponsoring our show. We really appreciate it. Yep. And hope you're going to get a whole lot of business from this.
Do people
interview.
Say they heard the show?
Yes. Yeah.
I get that too.
Get a lot of it now.
So how long have you been with Ryan Hart Realty?
For about 5 years now.
5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reinhardt's a good
My wife just took a job with Reinhardt Realty. She's the office manager on the rental side. So said you hadn't met her yet, but they're actually in the same building on opposite sides of the building.
So. Actually, I'm downtown.
Oh, yeah? So
that's why I haven't got to meet her yet.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah. We have an office downtown on the corner of Caldwell
Lane. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they have one in Fort Mill?
Yes.
One and in Fort Clover, Mill. I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew about Fort Mill and Clover. I didn't know about downtown.
Oh, yeah. It's really cool. We're on the corner, and it's all glass. And we've partnered with Harriet Good.
Yeah.
And we have art.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's kind of art on the corner as well. So we
where's that at?
It's on across from Jimmy John's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where the old newsstand
yes.
was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That really is downtown.
You have to, if you there's some really cool art in there, so you have to come in and a little bit of real estate, a little bit of art.
She's one talented lady.
Yes, she
is. We used to do her landscaping a long time ago, back when I was young. Thank you very much. He likes to pick on my age for some reason.
Back before cars?
Nah, the dinosaurs.
When you used to ride a horse to work?
The dinosaurs were gone, but it was close. Yeah. But anyway, you got my train of thought messed up.
Oh,
now.
Sorry.
You
I
did
that
about once. He does that about once.
I didn't even say anything. I'm just sitting there.
Boy, these allergies are killing me today. Anyway,
So, realtor, you work pretty much 24 hours a day,
yes.
people call.
Yes.
It's not like, well, that's one thing about, I know some friends that are in that business, so it's nonstop.
It's nonstop. Yeah. It's nonstop, but I love it.
Yeah.
If you love it, it's okay.
Yeah. So. You help people through a stressful time. I mean, the thought of moving is just makes me cringe, but...
Well,
it is a very stressful
as
time.
As many times as you've moved.
Yeah. Well, I've stayed here in this house almost 12, well, over 12 years now.
Well, that's a record.
Yeah. We were on the 10-year thing there for a while. We lived there for 10 years and sold and moved. So.
Well, now you're out in the country a good little while.
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember. I don't remember yesterday. I remember 20 years ago.
I lived out off Gordon Road out there. Mm-hmm. So.
My Zinker Road and Gordon Road out
it
there.
It was Aziza. Which is not many people know where that is. But 10 years, 10 years and behind Evanport School, and then 12 years now in Millwood.
And Teresa's put up with you that long.
Yep.
Wow, we need to give her a medal.
Keeps moving. Her and Rhonda need one.
I never see Rhonda. That's how we get along. She does her thing, I do my thing, and occasionally we do our thing.
Yep.
She tells me what to do, and I say, yes, ma'am.
That's a smart man.
Yeah.
Then I ignore
her. You got to ignore her.
But I tell people all the time, buying a home is an emotional roller coaster. And that's my job, is to make sure everything stays okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because it's going to be up and down, but it always ends up on a high.
Yeah.
You're always happy at the very end, but there's some trying times, and it's just emotional.
Well, you've seen it so many times. You know, people, like you said, the average person, I don't know how many times they move, but I've bought a house 2-3 times. That's not like something people do all the time, but you've seen it a lot.
Some of them do it more than that, some less.
So how many have you sold this month? April's about to end.
Yeah, this month I have 2 closings this month.
Okay.
So I had a really, really strong first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing really good for this year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You can pay more taxes. That way I don't have to pay it then.
Yeah.
Isn't that how that works? I like people to make money.
Yeah. Well, it helps
I
us.
Do. Yeah.
But it's kind of like us. It's not a job. It's an adventure.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It is nice to enjoy your job. I know a lot of people probably don't enjoy their
well,
job.
We're more of a lifestyle. It's,
yeah.
It's not something. It's not a 40-hour week or 8-to-5 thing. You got to... Furnace goes out in the greenhouse, and you got $50,000 worth of plants in there. You get up in the middle of the night and you fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like covering them. What we were covering plants for this week with the cold was to save the blooms on not all just azaleas, but primary azaleas. Once the blooms are gone, you don't sell a whole lot of them until next spring. So I don't want to sit on 60,000 azaleas for another year.
No.
But I don't think that's going to be a problem. We're selling everything we can get our hands on right now. I have got a question, though.
Okay.
Now, we get an awful lot of people come in, and they decided to sell their house, and they want to upgrade the landscaping. They lived in the house 20 years, but they want us to tear everything out and redo it. Does that really matter now with today's market?
Yeah, it still matters.
The curb appeal still matters?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's almost like It's the perception of what the outside looks like gives people a perception of what the inside looks like. So, love at first sight.
Back in the 80s, we talked about curb appeal, and everybody laughed at us. Yeah, and no, nobody knew it's what very it was. Important. But we were living in Huntersville, North Carolina then, and started landscaping primarily in Charlotte. But at that time, IBM was moving into Concord up there. And we got in with a couple of realtor ladies, and they said if the house, the people wouldn't even get out of the car unless the outside was done.
That's right.
So we did a lot of that. Then we did a lot of pruning and shaping up and cleaning up more so and tearing everything out and replanting. But by the time we got to Rock Hill, it was dig them out and replant them because they had really ignored them and done that. That was before the backyard gardening craze came along. When
I would think if you pulled up at a house and it just looked horrible outside, you wouldn't want to really go in.
It is.
The outside looks nice. I mean, the chances are the inside looks nice, too.
And a rule of thumb is to spend about 10% of the value of your home on landscaping. You don't want to overdo it because you want to be able to maintain it. And then you usually get up to about 15% return when you sell it. Landscaping is important.
I wish they would spend that.
Man, that's nice, man.
I'm thinking 10%. Wait a minute.
I probably spent that on mine.
Not everybody puts their own personal golf
everybody
hole
can have
in
a putting green.
You're putting green in the backyard.
Wonder how much that's going to raise the value of my house.
There's a golf hole. A bunch. If the guy hates golf, not okay, Matthew, we're going to take a quick break. Be right back to the gardener's pitch.
Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Buying or selling your home is a very personal and emotional roller coaster. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman. My job is to guide you on a path to a successful closing. Ready for life's next chapter? I can help. Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. You know our salads. Now try our burgers. They're half pound and hand patted. For a twist, try our cheesy burger with spicy pimento cheese or our Southern burger with slaw and chili. Southern Salads, your favorite place to meet and eat.
Hey, I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Awaiting delightful chirps and music this spring? Then it's time to get your nesting boxes to give birds a place to build their nests. Come see our selection and find the right fit for your yard at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Brothers got a night to keep you coming around.
It doesn't have to be in the middle of the street. It can be at the front of the street. But I still like that song. Good job, Matthew. Okay. We still have our special guest with us, Ms. Brenda Hallman with Reinhart Realty. And we've been learning a little bit about real estate today.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I knew something about
it. Yeah, y'all people need to get out there and spend, you know, 10% on your landscaping.
I'll take five and you can
get an appraisal and figure out how much your house is and get out there. And I'll try to find something for you if I can find the materials.
I'm not going to go into big details, but it was kind of interesting on my house. My mom and dad built it in 1988, and it was about 1,800 square feet ranch. Mm-hmm. It was a retirement home, and all the interior doors are built for wheelchairs and all that. But the garage, two-car garage is about 800 square feet. It's a big one. So when we remodeled, bought it in 2007, remodeled it, we turned that into more house.
Okay.
So it's about 2,700 square feet, to 2,700 square feet now. And I won't name who it is, but I had a realtor call me and say, Somebody calls every week because we got rental property too. Want to know we're ready to sell something. Mm-hmm. And if they call on Sunday afternoon, it kind of makes me a little ill, you know.
I remember that.
But anyway, we ran a quick appraisal on your house, and it's worth about $240,000. And I started laughing at her. Glad you were. And she said, "What's the matter?" I said, "Two down the street, they just built or less square footage in two stories, and sold for $330,000 and $370,000." And I'm going to say, you mine at $240,000? I don't think so. So it's kind of where you get your information,
I guess.
Right. You know, you don't want to walk into anything blind. And you, young ladies like yourself have been in it a while. They can go through all the ropes with everybody. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Now, help me out here. I know there's a buyer's agent and there's a seller's agent.
Yes.
You give me a very well. You can take as long as you want. It doesn't have to be brief, but explain that to me.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of 50-50. I do half buyer's agent, half seller's agent. But when you're a buyer's agent, you're the one that drives them around, shows potential buyers homes, and you're committed to them. So your job is to make sure they find the house they want, and you show them, you know, do the contracts and so forth and negotiate on their behalf. For sellers, if you're a listing agent, you pretty much put a sign in the yard and wait for an offer. And then you work on the seller side to make sure that they get, during negotiation, that they get the most for their home. So.
Sounds like the definition of a realtor.
Yeah.
You have to do both. I mean,
yes,
so you can't just always...
Yeah,
there's sell some, houses yeah. and not be help people
well,
get them.
So yeah, well, there's some agents out there that just strictly do listings,
really?
and that would be the best, you know. And there's some that strictly are just buyer's agents. Mm. I like doing both, so I do both.
I would think doing both would be a little more challenging and interesting than doing just one.
Well, you could put them together. I mean, if you have a house to sell, you know somebody wants one, you just plug it in together, and then you got.
Yeah, we do that. We do that all the time in the office. We'll sit down with try
y'all help
to plug
each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
How many agents does Reinhart have?
Reinhart has about 70 overall. In our downtown office, there's three of us.
Okay.
So we work together.
Nice.
That brings up a question. When you said 70, now how many of those are active agents?
You know, I don't know how many are active, but. Pretty much, they're right now. Everybody is selling homes, so pretty much Reinhart likes. They have some part time, you can say part time agents, but pretty much they like to hire people in that are committed.
I know many years ago, Miss Gilliard and Miss Snipes had Southern Realty.
Oh yeah,
and she had over 200 agents back in the '80s, and she said, "Well, 80% of them make." 20% of them make 80% of the money back then.
Yeah.
Some of them might not sell anything but once every 5 years, but they have to have their license somewhere to keep license. And she was willing to do that. Now, I don't think some of them are as willing to do that now as they used to be, but it seems like realtors, brokers are jumping up every. There again, explain the difference between the realtor and the broker.
The broker is the one in charge. So they're the ones that, like, for my broker, she could still sell homes, but she's usually available for us to come to for questions and so forth.
So the broker in charge is kind of the brain trust.
Yes. That,
so it's usually somebody that's been around a while.
Right.
So.
And those are real estate.
I'm going to be nosy, too. Is Mr. John retired yet?
No, he's still going.
Still every day. Okay.
Yeah. He's strong. I don't think he's ever going to leave real estate. He can't.
I would think it's in his blood pretty bad by now because he's been doing it a long time.
He sure has. He's a good man.
Any other questions, Mr. Rector? You sitting there with that?
I don't know, man. I'm sitting there.
You're sitting there with that dazed look on your face.
I'm relaxed.
That's what
happens.
Am I relaxing you?
That's what happens.
The phone's not ringing and the
really?
Rain's coming in. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, I had a cool one yesterday. You like this. Lady called me and she says, 2 years ago I bought a fire-powered indignant from you and it died and I want another one. I said, ma'am, well, we don't give that kind of warranty. She said, well, it says on my invoice you give a 2-year warranty. I said, really? So I finally said, where are you located? She said, Chestwick. I said, where's Chestwick?
Yeah.
right beside, 20 miles outside of Frankfort, Kentucky.
Ah.
You go on the webs, on the internet, we pop up first. They don't look at where you are. They just
another rolling,
the
yeah, another rolling.
We get that pretty regular, believe it or not. And one up in Wisconsin tell me we were working in his backyard one day. And I'm going, I'm pretty sure we're not at your house.
We've got this thing called Turf Logistics where people can send questions and all about sod and actually almost completely place the order online. That's what we're moving toward now, which I'm not a big fan of anyway. But so I have gotten emails from New York, and this past week I got one from Bakersville, California. I'm like, what in the world is that? I wonder how many sod farms are between me and Bakersville, California. But
it don't matter because a lot of those we found out are late at night when they got insomnia or something and playing on the computer. Yeah. And your name just happened to pop up. That's
I guess
the one
we could put it on. Wrap it up and put it on a truck and send it out there.
They want to pay the freight. Go for it.
Want it that bad? There's a great song.
That is a great song.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to be right back to the gardeners, bitch.
When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but
this is Benny Etter of AirTech. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and save money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Biogard makes pool care a cinch with simple systems broken down into three easy steps. This is Barrett Elder. Following our simple program, you can sanitize and kill bacteria and destroy contaminants using algicide to stop the algae.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
This is Steve Krupp of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. We're open Monday through Saturday with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Do it yourself or we'll do it for you. Come by for free professional advice on the best way to spruce up your yard. Or book your reservation and we'll do the professional designing and landscaping. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Hey, I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Awaiting delightful chirps and music this spring? Then it's time to get your nesting boxes to give birds a place to build their nests. Come see our selection and find the right fit for your yard at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Till it's quitting time, she got something cooking for me tonight. She keeps the home.
Back to the gardener's bench. I believe Matthew could get another career as a DJ today.
Yeah, he's rolling it today.
Rocking and rolling. But anyway, Miss Brenda Hallman, thank you very much for being with us today. And I'm actually looking forward to you coming back because you got a couple more visits.
So thank you. And thank you for sponsoring. And we thank all our sponsors this year. Most ever in the history of the gardener's bench, I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's.
Believe it or not, this is the 11th year of the show. Mm. Paul and they did it for 7. I did it 1 by myself, which was not pleasant. And you and I have done it the
last.
That's
what everybody said.
This is the 3rd year.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's funny. Yeah, I'm here for comic relief.
I'm
going
to tell
that.
Teresa to put you to bed early. If you oversleep, you got to get on a roll.
Yeah, there we go.
But anyway, anything else?
So what's going on in Rock Hill? Anything in the realty world? Is there new neighborhoods going up, or what's anything you can talk about on there?
Yeah, I'm sure. And that's one of the things I love about Rock Hill. So much going on now. Mm. That's why everybody wants to be here. But downtown's really popping. Mm. They have the apartments coming up, about 850 of them from Dave Lyle to
I saw they kept that caboose.
Yeah, they did.
They're going to put it
Yeah, they
moved, somewhere in there.
Well, they actually moved it, and from what I understand, they're going to put like a park right behind it.
Okay,
that's what they said. Yeah. I didn't know they're still going to do.
Yeah, it's up there near Oakland, I guess now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
I saw it there behind the building. It used to be Tyco Credit.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, Steve's yeah. He's in a daze.
No, yes. I'm trying to think.
Are you all right, sir?
I thought it was good motors.
Well, it was that's good on, motors on that side. Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about on the
Oakland.
Other side.
Oakland yeah. Side.
It was Thaxton Insurance Company.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Smarty. Jim Thaxton.
So that's going to be, is that going to be rental or is that going to be
rental.
Buy?
Yeah, okay. It's going to be all rental. Yeah.
And what about down by the mill? Down there where the sports complex is, that going to be some?
It's going to be rental as well.
Really?
Yes. Yes. So, and then the next, what I know for downtown, right across from the old Herald building is mm-hmm. going to be a 55 and plus development, and it's going to be for home buyers.
How about that?
So it's going to be more condo, townhouse type.
I think, I'm not sure of the concept yet. Yeah, it's going to be more of probably one-story homes. Okay. You know, zero lot lines. And
I was hoping they would have more apartments or condos to buy instead of all rentals. So
yeah, that's what we wish.
I was curious about doing that, but then I sit here and look at the cost of my house and what that's going to cost me, and why do I want to sell my house and move into a two-bedroom condo?
Yeah.
Unless I just
convenience.
Don't.
Convenience.
To help me, yeah. Help me purge.
Yes.
Stuff.
Yeah. It'll be a new lifestyle, especially downtown.
You say that, but over there at Laurel Creek, they got $350,000 condos.
Yeah.
Townhouses.
Yes, they do.
You want to call
that's
it.
What I mean. I mean,
because back in 2007, I had a couple, a lady and her partner approach us about selling our land.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she'd meet our price back then. I'm going, wait a minute. We're triple whatever all land around is. Location, location, location. And she was wanting to do the same concept at Laurel Creek. And those things, as far as I know, they don't stay on the market very long
at all.
No. I mean, hours.
Yes, and, you're correct.
And they usually, they don't even list them. They got a buyer for them before they ever go list them.
I have
them.
People lined up to move into Laurel Creek.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody said their house was for sale, I could sell it right now. Gone. Somebody called in and said, I want to sell my home. It's sold.
Okay.
Done.
First bidder.
What you want for
it. Exactly. I mean, pretty much. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, lady was telling me a couple of weeks ago she had one and never got listed, but she had two people wanting the house, and they got out in the front yard, and they were bidding each other, and it sold for about $30,000 over appraisal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe that's what I need to do when I get ready to retire.
Here's something I'm curious about. When you have a sign in front of somebody's house and you sell it, they don't put sold on there anymore? Is that some people do, some don't?
Yeah, you should. We do. Yeah. And that's very good marketing, obviously. But the market goes so fast right now, we can't keep up.
Yeah, even have time to go there and put it on there.
Yeah.
Counting money, you don't have time to put sold on there.
Hey, I can relate.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I have one right now that I need to put a
Well, I mean, I think it's – I just thought y'all didn't do it because you wanted people to keep calling about the house and maybe you could steer them somewhere else.
Okay, I mean, that
something.
Is
but,
a yeah, – you do
a reason,
want that.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
But I would be proud if I sold the house. I want to tell them, hey, I sold this thing.
No, it's definitely because of time.
Yeah.
We want people to know we sold it.
Yeah, and you have
that's
a lot.
Bigger
it's not
marketing.
Like you don't have – you just have three or four houses. I mean, you got like – I don't know how many you have, but you probably got hundreds of things that you try to keep up with.
Yeah.
Juggling.
All I know is everybody that wants to sell a house, they need to call Brenda to sell it.
That's
give me my 5%,
you
there
your
5%.
There you go. Yeah. We'll work on the landscaping. That's right.
It'll be good.
That's right.
The problem with landscaping right now, we're 14 to 16 weeks out.
Wow.
We're July.
Oh, my goodness.
And can't get enough help, and it's just been... we lost 2 weeks back in December, end of December, January to COVID, and then
it rained January, February.
It rained twice a week, and then last 2 weeks ago, I got three drivers, and all three of them were out sick for 2 days.
Yeah.
That kind of, when you only got eight people, that kind of puts a nail in the coffin a little bit, you know. But you know, you don't have one out, you got two or three out, and then you might as well shut down for that day. So, and I'm getting too old to work that hard anymore.
I hear you.
And then what I'm hearing also is the weather and all that putting you behind, but since the pandemic, everybody wants to be outside now, mm-hmm. and they it makes them feel good, so they want to do something with their
The landscaping
yards,
now with us has been, this is the fourth year. This isn't new.
Okay.
The pandemic didn't really have much to do with that. But our thing over 40 years is we've always sold to the public, or retail as we call it, mm-hmm. but we never have really promoted it. But last spring, we just got hammered. It was more, literally more than we could handle. We had people leaving because we couldn't wait on them.
There's more people now, and there's not that many nurseries. I mean, there's just not that many places to buy stuff other than big box stores that I try to steer people around.
I get this a lot, though. Where can I go? Because back in the 80s when we started, there was Wilson's downtown, and then Hobby Acres over on Indy Hook Road. That was a backyard operation. There were three of us in all of York County. By 2001, there were 26 places you could buy plants.
Yeah.
Now there's us and Wilson's.
Yep.
And they tell me, Farmers Exchange is a nursery. I said, I don't think so. But they do sell plants, but they're not a nursery. Buying them do a good job on the vegetable plants and things. So we're
Very good. I send people there for sure. Both of those places. So.
Well, we had the best month we'd ever had last April since in 41 years. So, it's just been, it doesn't matter what it is. Anyway, Matthew's going to throw something at me if I don't sign off here. So come right back. We'll talk a little more about the garden pitch.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Buying or selling your home is a very personal and emotional roller coaster. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman. My job is to guide you on a path to a successful closing. Ready for life's next chapter? I can help. Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Hey, I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Awaiting delightful chirps and music this spring? Then it's time to get your nesting boxes to give birds a place to build their nests. Come see our selection and find the right fit for your yard at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Apples are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit those rain.
Thank you, Matthew, and we're back to the gardener's bench.
April showers bring May flowers.
I told my wife and I left this morning it's not going to rain today.
You know what? We need rain.
We do.
I never thought we'd say that after January and February, but has it rained at all in April?
Very little.
Yeah.
I was listening. I don't remember. She cuts it on a channel every morning. Mm-hmm. And she does that 5 days a week, and even on Saturdays. But she used to work in Charlotte, so she'd get looking for the weather, or not the traffic forecast.
Yeah.
Thing. And I don't even remember which one she's on this morning. The little girl's up there saying, well, we hadn't had much rain this month, but we still have a surplus from the first 3 months. And I'm going, okay. Yeah. Well, we could use some rain about now.
The surplus is not.
I don't know who wrote this script for you, but you need a fireman start. The
surplus is not knocking that dust down in my parking lot going around the thing.
Well, we got the dust problem going on too. But
this shit, if we get a good rain today, it's going to flush out all that pollen. We're about done. We're almost done with this.
Yes. Nah, you got another month.
No.
Yes.
Not bad. And we may have to start over. We may have to start over with the freeze game, so some of them probably want to do it again.
Yep.
Maybe.
We've had people since the last freeze coming in, at least one or two a day with a little pieces. It's got a little black stuff on top. That's just frost.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, that's frost. It's not a fungus. No, it's not a fungus.
So what should you do with that? Should you cut it off
and go on?
Yeah. Prune it and move on.
Or leave it there and it'll fall off, but it's going to look ugly for a while. But just prune
same way with the grass. If you got Bermuda and warm season, it probably knocked it back a little bit, and you can just go in there and mow it a little bit and cut the dead off and start over again. We were actually having a warm spring here till. We've been in the 80s multiple times already, but this really knocked it back.
Well, we
maybe a normal spring anyway.
It's more of a normal spring because we weren't in the 80s early.
Yeah.
It's just since the last frost we've gotten up there and it's forced stuff out and we get it again. And
hopefully it wasn't a super bad frost for people. I know peaches and all that stuff, they're already...
They got hit pretty good from what I'm hearing, but... Most peach farmers grow three different crops.
They bloom
and produce at different times. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it was kind of the early ones that got popped this time. But, you know, I know a lot of peach farmers and none of them ever had a good year.
Yeah, I know. It seems like
it's always a bad
industry.
So they can drive the price up. But, you know, we won't name any names there. But peach farming is a lot of work. I mean, you got a lot to do and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All that farming is a lot of work. And speaking of that, I like to throw out a shout out to the Everett Legal Remedy. They have a farmer's market there, and they're out there this morning. They're braving the rains coming, but they're out there with their fresh vegetables and meats.
It ain't going to rain, I'm telling you.
Oh, man. It's got to. No, look at it. Look at that green coming across there.
I can paint green on there. I don't mean it's going to rain here.
I just need it to rain some.
You've been wrong about the frost three years in a row. I can be wrong about rain one weekend.
You're wrong about the rain today.
Well, they said it was going to be here at 8 o'clock this morning. Yeah. Guess what?
It's not.
We ain't made it yet.
I kept hearing in the afternoon, and then I looked yesterday. It did say morning. So.
Well, the last one this morning, they said it should get here hard about 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably going to be 4 or 5 a little bit later.
Yeah.
And it's going to go in tomorrow better than what they're saying, because they're saying... This morning it'd be done by lunchtime tomorrow, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. They kind of misread the speed coming up the I-85 corridor. So.
Yeah.
But say it's going to be heavy rain north of I-85, but slight rain south. I don't know what that means. But
You should tune in to WRHI for your weather forecast and your traffic. Tell Rhonda she can get traffic at WRHI.
Yeah, Stephen does that.
Stephen.
Yeah, Stephen does that. Stephen do that.
Worldwide.
Worldwide, yeah.
There's three cars at the light of Oakland and Maine now. The light changed. Now they're moving on. Actually, there's a little traffic in Rock Hill now, man.
Yeah.
Rock Hill,
right there around my house, is busy.
Josh,
around
five, yeah, I was gonna say Selene.
Yeah, busy right there. Oh, Selene is like a racetrack.
You think? Two-lane road, they made it seven, and they just added more cars to it.
Yeah.
So no different.
Yeah, that's the truth.
And whatever they're doing to the interstate, it's going to be ugly over there for a long time.
Yes.
They say they've closed off the exit, and I was riding by there to Fort Mill the other day to my accountant to find out how bad I was going to get nailed, which turned out very well, thank you. And, the ramp wasn't closed.
It's not closed yet.
100 damn cars going up the ramp. And I'm going, okay.
Well, supposed to be
that
May.
Sign's wrong.
I guess it's May 6th. I think it's supposed to start.
Something like
that's going to change a lot of people's lives for a little while.
Well, are they working on the Dave Lyle Bridge down there? Because isn't that the one that holds?
That's the Catawba River Bridge.
I thought it was down at Dave Lyle, too.
That's the Catawba River. That's falling to pieces, evidently.
Well, they've always had problems with that bridge.
That's been a while. I mean, that thing's not new. I mean, it's been
built
there.
In the 70s.
Yeah, 50 years.
I remember that.
Yeah. I do remember 77.
Yeah. Well, Kira wins.
I graduated from college in 77.
Here we go. Everybody's working on the weekend.
Yeah.
Like Matt thought this song was for chronic lyricosis.
We'll be right back to the gardener's bit.
Everybody's going off the deep
is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather call, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Instead of going to the beach, enjoy the water at home with an above-ground pool from Imperial Pools. This is Mike Elder. For the cost of spending a week at the beach, your family will enjoy a pool at home for many summers to come. See Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill, and in Lake Wylie.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. You know our salads. Now try our burgers. They're half pound and hand patted. For a twist, try our cheesy burger with spicy pimento cheese or our Southern burger with slaw and chili. Southern Salads, your favorite place to meet and eat.
Hey, I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Awaiting delightful chirps and music this spring? Then it's time to get your nesting boxes to give birds a place to build their nests. Come see our selection and find the right fit for your yard at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you. And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And it will be a lovely day. Every day's a lovely day. Just happy to be here.
Yep.
Okay, Mr. Rector, it's time to wrap it up for another week.
Let's thank our guest, Brenda, for hanging out the whole time. I think when she got here, she didn't know what to expect, but she made it the whole hour, I guess.
She did.
It's a lot of fun.
And she's probably going to have a lot of stories to tell people.
Yeah.
We might have to pay her before she leaves.
Those dudes are crazy.
I don't know about that. But,
I wanted to leave. I was scared. Scared they might talk about me.
That's right. But anyway, it's supposed to be in the 80s this coming week. Come see us at 873 Museum Road. And now is the time to get them in and get them growing.
I love that.
It's 1985.
Yeah. When Steve calls my store and I can see the caller ID, I always answer, Rolling Hills, get them again and get them growing.
Now's the time.
That's right. Get it right.
Okay, Miss Brenda, anything you'd like to add?
No. This was a lot of fun.
Pleasure having you with us. And I hope you sell a lot of houses.
Thank you.
We all sell a lot of something. Yeah. If we don't get it now, we might be in trouble later.
Remember, get out there and get your house appraised and figure out how much it's worth, and then spend 10% on the landscape.
5% would be
five. That's right.
We're not greedy.
Oh my goodness!
We'll tell you that.
Yeah. So. But that 10%, they said that back in the '80s too.
Oh, really? I mean,
that's been a pretty standard for a long time. So. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, I was just going to say, come downtown and see me.
Yeah. I'm going to have to check that
y'all
out.
Need to.
I didn't really realize y'all had office downtown.
Yes.
I knew there's one in Fort Mill. I knew there's one in Clover. And on Ebenezer, which I drive by not regularly, but every Saturday anyway.
Yeah, come downtown. You'll be amazed on how downtown has grown. And
I'm glad about that.
Yeah.
I'm glad for that.
Yeah. It's about time.
I had to go to TD Bank last week and make a deposit on selling these, and it was closed.
Yeah.
So I ended up going uptown, and I hadn't been up there apparently in a long time because where the operations building was for Comporium is a parking lot now.
We're here at the end of the show. So Steve's open 9 to 3, Carolina Fresh 8 to 2. See you next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Gardener's Bench, brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. Join us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench with Steve Crump and David Rector. Heard every week on WRHI FM 100.1, AM 1340, and worldwide on WRHI.com.
South Carolina's most honored radio station, News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill, W261 CY Rock Hill, the voice of York County,
an OTS media station.